COVID-19. The figure is more than 140,000 in the United States. There are more than 14.5 million confirmed infections worldwide, with more than 3.7 million in the U.S. The U.S. leads the world in both number of deaths and number of infections. In Europe, leaders are focused on recovery from the economic aspects of the pandemic as they try to agree on a rescue package of hundreds of billions of dollars. The talks, targeted to end Saturday, continued on Monday, with different parts of the continent unable to agree on the exact scope of the measure and whether it should contain strict spending controls. Europe has more than 3 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 and more than 200,000 deaths. The coronavirus has pushed the European Union into a deep recession, with economists predicting the bloc's economy will shrink 8.3% this year. In North Africa, Tunisia welcomes tourists back to its beaches after a pandemic lockdown. Charter flights resumed to the country following a break of more than 3 months due to coronavirus. Holidaymakers from France, Germany, and Luxembourg were greeted with temperature checks as well as bouquets of jasmine. Tourism accounts for between 8 and 14% of Tunisia's GDP and employs around 500,000 people. The novel coronavirus crisis has hit the sector hard. Tourism revenues declined by around 50% between January 1st and July 10th compared to the same period last year, according to official figures. And Morocco announced a further easing of its own novel coronavirus restrictions, allowing tourist establishments to operate at full capacity. But the kingdom will keep its borders closed until further notice, except for returning Moroccans and residents. And authorities placed parts of the northern city of Tangier back in lockdown. This is VOA News. In this developing story, Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi and U.S. President Donald